This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Woohoo! Mobwise! Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of AfterBuzz After Show Mobwise. I am so excited because we are here at the season finale, and I am joined by a very full house. I'm your host, Erica Vieira, and I will go around the room and let everyone introduce themselves.
Oh, my first?
Your first.
Hey, guys. It's Gabby Loren back in the mix of it all. Just got back from the Mobwise Central area of New York.
Woohoo. Woo. We got a new face in the house.
That's right. What's up? What's up? I am Blake. I'm super excited to be here today. I'm a little late jumping on board, but what a great time to start.
We just need more opinions in here.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know that we've got awesome viewers, awesome listeners, but there's so many different opinions, so we're so excited to have more voices today.
Hey guys, I'm Nicole Brazier.
The old faithful.
Thank you for hashtagging crazy cats. I like that you guys picked up on that.
Yay.
And like now you're our crazy cats. I think you guys like that. And as you can see, Blake's not a dude. So sorry for that misinformation we gave you last week.
That's
Blake
funny.
Is a beautiful redhead.
Understandable.
Thank you.
So sorry for any like of our like guy fans, gay fans, whoever you are that thought we'd have a guy's perspective. Would have been cool, but it's all right.
Another chick in the house.
Yeah.
It's okay.
This is the wives. So.
Hey, everybody. I'm Paulina Aguilar.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's get started because we got a lot to talk about. We'll get started at the beginning. So this entire season has been building up to this last episode. I've got my thoughts and opinions on this last episode, and we'll talk about it. But the whole thing was building up to this impact between the women, especially the two Natalies. So the beginning of the episode, we see Renee, and she's chatting about wanting to do a happy baptism party.
So, her Italian party that all the Italians do, just throw a party for no reason.
For everything.
For every occasion.
And we all know that it's just the producer saying, all right, we got to get everybody in the room together. What's the excuse? Okay, Renee just had a baptism. She's going to throw a party.
Exactly.
So she's going to throw a party, and no surprise, she's inviting everybody. And now it sets the scene for this whole episode. What do you guys think about that?
I think it's just funny that Renee says that maybe this is going to change the mood of everything because her mood has changed and she's, you know, wiped her slate clean that now, like, this party will be the chance for everybody to, when, in fact, it's only going to do the complete opposite.
And that's, to me, where this part of the episode, even though, I mean, everyone knows, too, that I love Mobwives, and part of the reason I love it is because it is so authentic versus so many of the other reality shows. But that's the part of it that you're watching and be like, no, you're just doing this party because, it's, you know, that's going to make a good show. And you don't really like probably any of these women, and you don't even want to see any of them at your baptism party, but you have to do it because it's part of the show. So that's part of it where it's like,
She also mentions that if they want to knock each other out, just go for it.
Yeah.
And that, in the beginning, you know, talking about the party. So I guess she... she was a part of setting it up, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was definitely very optimistic of her. And it's interesting because she seems like the character that really holds the most grudges. So it was really big of her to say, oh, let's put everything by the wayside and go ahead and invite Nat G.
Which is why it was out of character to me. And which is why it rang to me as somewhat false.
But she knows deep down they were not going to get along. She knows there was going to be some kind of
conflict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I also think, though, to remain neutral, she has to invite Nat G. So there's not a disrespect factor of not inviting her. And then there's another problem between the two.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, yeah. And it's perpetuating this annoying issue between the two of them. All right. So then we set the scene of this big party being thrown, and kind of throughout the episode, we see all the women kind of doing their own thing, but also gearing up for this party. The next scene we see Natalie, she's modeling.
Yeah, she looked good.
She looked good. I mean, she was modeling for some calendar
for Prisoners. By her wardrobe, because usually we see her in this, like, very provocative stuff, but this was kind of, like,
more conservative.
Yeah,
I was thinking it was conservative
for her, and I thought, again, she looked good.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Have we talked about how she reminds me of Marissa Tomei a little bit?
No, we haven't
really
talked about that.
Doesn't she look like Marissa Tomei a little
bit?
I can see it a little bit.
Like
back in the day, Tomei, my cousin Vinny. She has that like old Marissa Tomei look to me. Have you guys seen my cousin Vinny?
Yeah, but no.
I don't see it. No. Fans, crazy cops, let me know if you agree with me on that one.
I think you're alone on that one.
Hopefully the fans have my
back. I agree with you a tiny bit.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Even our producer.
Yeah.
He probably Googled it.
She's more of a trashier version. I'm so sorry.
But she looked good, and the whole point, I think, was to say, oh, that was our connection, mine and Renee's, because I modeled for her clean line, and I remember that, and we still have that bond, which... Really,
I don't think they do. Yeah. No.
I think maybe Natalie's head or, yeah, the ship is, who said that? Yeah, that ship is totally sold. Mm-hmm. Very, very good point. And then we see London, her boyfriend there, supporting her. And
cheering her on.
And what?
Cheering her on,
supporting her, which is great. It seems like they have a very strong bond. Mm-hmm. The two of them are very connected, even though we see their, you know, in past episodes not getting along. But you do get the sense here at the end of it that at least she's got that. You know, she's got a very supportive guy there. He's
good for her, though.
Yeah, I think he's good for her.
I'm in a great place. Everything's great. La, la, la. Yeah. F Nat D. If she brings me down, it's not going to happen, you know?
She seemed to have that kind of attitude, which was good. So, and then we see Drita after that with complete rage as she's punching a punching bag. And, you know, the voiceover is talking about how she is completely just beside herself with the betrayal of Nat G, and that she believed in her, and she's like, she made me look like an idiot. I can't believe it. I wish that they played. I thought for this entire episode, I was waiting for them to play the recording, and they never did.
I wonder if legally they can't.
Wait, did they not play it on the last episode?
No,
either?
No.
Or
we had to go on the website and find it.
Let me fill this in for you guys.
Okay.
Remember I had said for a while on many episodes there was going to be something that came out on her?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this was it because he told me it was a recording, but I think they got it from the phone company. I think it was something that they asked, like,
they really
them
went
to release. Wow. Yeah.
Isn't that illegal? We'll find that out on the reunion.
No, it's not illegal because if they had the conversation, the person whose phone it is agrees to, like, I think you can get those records, and I'm pretty sure that's what they did.
And I think it's an ex-boyfriend.
Well, they didn't need to record it when they were doing it. I'm pretty sure he told me that they got it from the phone records.
The ex's phone records.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why he wouldn't be not willing to share it either, because that's her ex, and she's got a lot of enemies, so it's like, why not?
Wow.
You know?
Does anyone know what the recording actually said?
Yeah, Paulina and I, we didn't play it.
No,
we did.
We talked about it. So basically, the ex-boyfriend is, I can't believe you called the PO on me. I'm going back to jail in the summer for 90 days and all this. And she doesn't say yes or no. She kind of just said, like, he says, why did you have to call her? She's like... I'm sorry. You know, like,
calls her a rat. I think they play it back.
Didn't rattling.
They play it back for a second? And he was like, and she basically says, because I am, right? Because he says, why'd you have to be a
she
rat?
Goes,
and
she's yeah.
Because like, I am. Yeah.
That's what they reiterated in the episode.
Yeah, exactly. And they said that.
Yeah, I think Drita even is the one who said what she heard, that tiny clip. I don't think they played any of it.
But I don't recall her saying the word I am. I think he says, why did you have to call? That makes you a rat. And she says, well, that's fine. So it never says I am, but I mean, it could be misconstrued.
Yeah, she
I
never think like definitively
we have to go back.
It.
So yeah. I don't know what you guys think about this whole thing, but part of me is like, I find it interesting that, and I understand why Drita feels betrayed, but I find it interesting that they're so upset about something that isn't even really their business. Mm-mm. Like, Natalie didn't rat out Drita.
Right.
Natalie didn't rat out Big Ange. This is something that happened way in the past. Who gives a crap now?
Because they care about women who rat out their value men.
System. In general.
Yes.
And, like, and in general, like, rat this, rat that. But I think... And Big Ange brought, like, said it later on. Finally, Big Ange has something.
She sees a light.
Nat G, and she just says, you don't rat out your man. X-Man, like, in present-day man, you just don't do it. And but here's where I'm confused. Because, like, I could see why she had to rat out her ex because he was abusive to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was almost, and she does explain
abusive in her words. We don't know if that was true.
Right. You're right. Yeah. We don't.
That's true. And that's kind of the conflict I was having, too. Because I'm like, well,
I don't
they it. Didn't really clarify the type of relationship they had.
But if it...
She said something about him being somewhat abusive. So if she did rat him out, per se, then... It's her business. That's kind of how I feel. It's like her own personal business. It has nothing to do with
you. You make it not your business when you go calling everybody else a rat, though, and you go stirring pots and in all these different places and calling everybody else that, and then look at you.
Yeah. Like, you're guilty, essentially.
And that's why I think all the women finally, like, got together on this one and were in agreement.
But even with recording, like, kind of going back to what you said, if they had to go get the records from the phone company, how did it just happen to fall in Nat D's hands?
Yeah.
And she's going around playing it
because
for everybody.
That's probably scripted.
That's what that's producer. That's producer.
Most likely. Yeah.
100% that's a producer.
Nat D cracked me up.
I think she knew about it and gave a tip off to the producers, and they probably figured out how to get that in their hands.
And why is Nat G talking to Nat D's ex?
Yeah, we can
what's
go back
going
to that.
On there?
For info?
Yeah.
She called him.
They must have either dated in the past. They must be friends. There is a deep hatred between Nat D and Nat G. Nat D hates Nat G. And she's
a
scorned woman. Whatever. Yeah. Her face is like,
she gets so, like, a
furious.
But Nat G cannot be that dumb to call her, you know, enemy's boyfriend thinking that he's going to give her info.
I disagree.
You can't
with
be
you.
That dumb.
She's that manipulative. She's that much of a backstabber. That's the personality she has. And she says it out loud. I'm going to dig up dirt. I'll find every which way to get you.
And I think she's used to using her sexuality. And I think when it comes to men, she's used to getting what
you
want.
How many men were at that table at that party? You know what I mean? How many girlfriends does she really have?
I don't know. It looked like it was half and half, though.
Yeah,
it was the girlfriends of the men that were there.
Yeah.
They brought the girlfriends. We'll get to that.
And she's been with all of them. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Or even Nat D's boyfriend, Ronnie. Like, we don't know what happened in the past. Maybe that's why Nat G feels like
that's how I feel. I feel like there's something. Nat D is really, really mad about something.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with Mob
Wives. And I think there's more. There's way more to it.
It's way more.
She says unfinished business.
There's so much that we don't know. So. I haven't, and I'll admit it, I know we're doing the show, I haven't dug up anything online. Has anybody else seen or anything?
Just the recording.
Maybe it's got something to do with the ex. Why would she be affiliated with her ex?
So if any of you guys watching and listening, because you guys are amazing, if you know or if you're able to find anything online that talks about the prior relationship between Nat D and Nat G, I would love to know, because I feel like there is something really deep going on. I feel like the hatred is more from Nat D's side. I feel like Nat G doesn't really give a crap about this girl and is just like, whatever. But I would love to know really what went down, because it's definitely a lot more than what we're being shown.
I'll tell you what I did dig up, though.
What?
I finally looked up Drita's husband's pictures, and he's hot.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, like, I was actually very shocked. No, because, I don't know, I just figured this, like, big Italian mafioso guy, like, not necessarily, they're not all good looking, some of them are.
No, most
and
are
he's
not.
Good looking, so go Drita.
Yeah. I mean, he's so secretive.
She's hot,
like,
though.
Never...
She's hot, so I'm not surprised.
It's expected.
I like his name. Lee is a hot name.
Yeah.
So, hot.
I don't know if that's a hot name. I don't know. Lee?
No.
I think it's okay. I like it.
Okay, so moving on. Next scene, we see just like a little side kind of storyline is AJ picking out a promised ring for his girlfriend. And that was sweet. You know, I thought it was funny how Renee prefaced it like, oh, here, you know, what I'm used to is going to a jewelry store in the back room and then rolling out the red carpet and billing us later. So I guess they needed the royal treatment for him to get his promised ring also.
That's like an engagement ring to me.
It did.
He didn't need the big diamond on top of a promise ring. He said, I don't want a band. And I thought, you know, a cute little band would have been nice.
But what's a girl supposed to think when she's getting a ring with
and
a diamond on it?
Everybody's like clapping
in front
like
of everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I know, totally seemed like an engagement.
At least it's better. I don't know if any of you guys watch Vanderpump Rules, but at least it's better than the ring on the string. So,
oh, that's so true.
Dude, yeah. That's really the worst thing. Especially, if, I mean, if she's, you know, older, I think, than this girl. But, okay. So, next scene we see is Nat D, and we get her perspective on the whole thing. She's at a shooting range, and she's like tough. She's like a tough
she's
ass
so
chick.
Scary, but
she's so scary.
I sort of love her. I think
she's a hard ass.
I want to watch her when she's on screen. Like, I think she's so entertaining. I love the way that she talks. She's so dirty.
She's
dirty
and raw and hard. She's like one of those things that's like, but you can't stop watching.
Yeah.
Her face, like, I'm not saying.
It was like Snooki back in the
day. I'm not hating her.
Yeah.
Like, there's something about the way she moves her face. And it's like a very, like,
hysterical. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hysterical. She's like the caricature of a woman, I don't know how to explain it, but there's something very
she's
cartoonish.
Very Philly, though. Mm-hmm. If you've seen girls like that, there are a certain group like that from Philly. That
she's
they're
so hard.
They're very street. They're very tough. They out loud will talk about how they want to be like she said, I want to stomp on Natalie.
Yeah.
I want to get ghetto on her. They take pride in that Philly, like, facade. I don't know what the word is, but so I see, because I had a roommate from Philly.
Okay.
And she was very, you know, big, busty girl, beautiful girl, mm-hmm. but just hard attitude like that. So I believe her, like, 100%.
I believe her, too. She's scary. I would not want that chick mad
totally.
At me. I'd rather have Nat G rap me and run away.
I would get a group of, like, seven people behind me, too, if I knew that girl was going to beat me up.
So would I. There's no way. I kind of don't blame Nat G for doing what she did, because Nat D is scary.
She would take her down.
She would. And not only is she tough, but she's got a motive. She hates Nat G for some reason. And that hatred is really fueling her.
Amps
right
up
now.
The aggression.
Oh, yeah.
Double.
I'm going to agree with you, Eric, on this. Like, she is a tough cookie. And if I wanted anyone on my side, it would be her.
Oh, 100%.
As opposed to both, you know, with both Natalie's, it's going to be her. And, you know, we're going to talk about it, but that last, you know, party that they were at for Renee, mm-hmm. She actually, at the end of the episode, went to go after her with the group of friends. So it shows how ballsy she is, knowing that they have all these men,
and
these hardcore women, and she's out there like, I don't care, I'm going to fight her.
Dude, she is legit.
She's legit.
She really is.
She's insane. She's like,
feedback.
I'm an army of one.
Yeah.
I myself am an
army. I'm my own gangster. I'm my own crew.
Like that. But that's why it's sad that she goes for a guy like Ronnie, how he cries, and then they get back together, and she's
yeah.
You know, why are you with a guy like that if you're such a strong woman, you know? Like, I want to be with that manipulative kind of guy.
And I think they show that to show her vulnerability. Because otherwise then we see it's too harsh of a character to like.
We would only see one side.
And so then you see that vulnerability that she has, and you see that, oh yeah, she's a woman. Mm-hmm. You know?
And I almost wish we got to see more of her personality throughout the season.
She's really interesting.
Yeah, and I feel like all we really got to see was her just hate on Nat G so much every single episode, talking about her, mm-hmm. you know, just throwing things out, and we didn't get to see enough of her.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say, it's hard to be likable when you come off with that much negativity.
Yes.
But I think she somewhat managed to not necessarily be likable, but to be interesting. Because we all agree that there's something about her that's interesting. We just loved how she committed to it. But at first, I think we're all like, who's this chick? She's hating way too hard.
Especially with Big Ange and Drita's doubt.
Yeah.
Like, we all love them so much, so mm-hmm. we want to, like, go where they go. And, you know, when Drita was swifting to that side, we were like, all right, now we're just waiting on Big Ange.
Yeah.
So, finally.
All right, so up next, then, we see Karen and Big Ange together. And Big Ange basically breaks the news to Karen that Renee, which I find it odd that Renee didn't tell Karen, mm-hmm. but Renee is going to be inviting Nat G to the party. And Karen is upset, but she's just like, I still support her. She's my friend. I just thought it was weird that Renee didn't tell her. They're like BFFs.
I do think that was odd.
Like,
if they had cleared the air before, why not invite her yourself?
And Renee is holding her loyalty to Karen so much so that you would think that would be right off the bat something that she tells her.
If I were Karen, what I would be annoyed about is not the fact that she invited Nat D, is just the fact that she didn't tell me and had Big Ange do it.
Yeah.
I thought that was weird. Anyways. But Ange, as you see, is still taking Natalie G's side, even after hearing about
the recording
and all that. So she's
I think she just wants to give her the benefit of the doubt. That's what she's been doing all season, and I don't think she wants to believe anything until she sees it for her own eyes or hears it herself.
And then
she'll make that decision.
And I somewhat agree with that. I'm not all about hearsay and gossiping. Mm-hmm. If somebody's truly your friend, then you're their friend and you give them the benefit of the doubt until they actually prove you wrong.
Totally. And on that note, I feel like it was interesting too when Drita did hear the recording from Nat D.
Yeah.
And like right off the bat, like she already was having some issues with Nat D first, but right off the bat, she just took the recording in and like immediately as fact.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like so quick that Nat D was able to sway her opinion, who was originally defending Nat G.
Yeah.
So I was just like, it's because
of the evidence.
It's all she's off of the evidence. Proof.
But I mean, what if it wasn't really her voice?
Yeah, what if it was taken
out
of context?
Yeah.
I agree, because I'm the same way. When I'm friends with someone, I'm fully loyal to them. Mm-hmm. And so if something were to come to my possession that would prove otherwise, I would confront that person directly.
Yes.
I would say, hey, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. And I think to Drita's point is she has been doing that. Mm-hmm. So
for her,
this was the final
kind of
straw.
Like the last straw. Yeah.
I mean, haven't you guys ever dealt with like a cheating boyfriend and then someone screenshots the messages he sent to somebody else?
No.
And then you believe it as evidence?
Dude, I've been married for like 6 years.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying before that. Because like I've been in situations with my exes where like they'll still be texting me and then the girlfriend contacts me and I have to show the girlfriend what he's saying.
Yeah.
That's happened before.
No, I know.
And so that's like the only way to like feel like get your argument across when somebody, you don't know the person and they don't trust you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she said she wasn't going to be with Nat D unless Nat D came with proof, which she did, which is why she skipped the baptism and she needed to get her head on straight.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so up next is the party. So we see this whole build up the entire episode, basically the entire season, and my first off the bat, I was like, what is this place? It looks like a freaking like school cafeteria that they put tables on.
It was a catering hall.
It was
literally said outside.
Oh yeah.
I wrote, looks nice. Everybody looks good, I guess. I wrote security, lots of security.
Every
shot I saw security. So they wanted it to go down.
They were ready.
Obviously, I'm sorry if I'm jumping ahead, but I think this whole table thing had got to be planned. Like, Renee said
that was ridiculous.
You can't invite people into a Mob Wives event and not have someone at the door being like, yes, no.
And that was the shadiest thing to me of this whole thing, was that. How can a huge group of people sneak into a party and Renee
be there with enough time to eat?
Renee's sitting at the table right next to them.
I have a feeling I know. What if the planner for this party, because we know Renee didn't do it herself.
Put him in.
That's
put him
exactly
on the
list.
Yes, because what's her face? Nat G probably emailed all these names.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
To the RSVP and got them in.
That's exactly what I thought. They probably said, okay, guys, we're going to have this party. You know, each of you guys can invite. Like, probably they do that at all the parties. I mean, how do they fill these catering halls?
Yeah, any
say, okay, each of you guys can invite, like, you know, your 15 people or whatever.
It's like a flyer with an RSVP.
Exactly.
Email.
It's like, hey, here's, you know, and we get that. Living in LA, you know, and you could, okay, cool. It's exactly what I thought. So it was totally a setup. It wasn't that these people snuck
but
in.
But that's still a shady move.
It's not that shady.
I think so.
I don't think it's that shady.
Because Renee did look a little like, wait, what? And I like that Drita was so like, I found this out. Like, look at this, you know? So maybe they didn't tell the wives, but got them on the list, like you said. So the wives were caught off guard.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm sure they were in on it. But then.
What do you think?
Totally.
100%. This whole thing is orchestrated.
People were like grilling. Like,
yeah.
Like, they're so
that one girl in the white jacket was just looking behind, just her face gave it away.
Yeah.
She was so guilty.
I feel like that was editing. I bet you they filmed that right when they got there. They're bored, they're hungry, they hadn't gotten their food yet, and they're just staring. At the waiter. I thought about that as I watched it. I was like, there's no
funny.
Way. That was so editing.
No, that girl looked like she was waiting for that
they're,
2 minutes
they're probably
of fame
waiting
for
their,
a long time.
Their waiter.
Like, totally. Got my bitch face on.
Wait, but I also want to clarify something here. So she invites her whole crew and security. But at the same time, if you think about it, Mob Wives has like 15 security guards on guard for anything. I mean, if you ever see any of their fight scenes, now they're prepared. They know they have to have backup.
Yeah.
You'll see like 20 people come out.
That's what I thought. I was like, really? These people didn't really just sneak in. And don't like, that's where part of it's like, okay, I mean, maybe they don't. I mean, they're like, okay, all the people that watch this are idiots. But it's like, I hope you think that your audience is intelligent enough not to fall for something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, that was so weird to me and so transparently produced that I don't know. A lot of this last episode was kind of like that.
Right. But before we saw that, I was actually kind of scared for Nat
Jean.
We have them all, like, preparing for her arrival. And, like, but you see, like, I just hope she busts a face open. I'm just going to sit back and watch. I'm like, dude, she's going to get her face
And she was ready.
Open.
Did you see her pull out that phone? She was okay.
So before we get started on that, I want to just one question, and then we can get into that whole thing. Where was Carla?
I was guessing she's going to make another.
Right? That's the one thing the fans on YouTube that wanted. Everybody wants to know the whole situation with that.
I thought that was so weird. That was like a loose string that was never tied. Yeah. It's like they introduced her for an episode or two. They teased it. Mm-hmm. And then I totally thought they were going to bring her at the end.
She'll probably come back next
for the reunion. Yeah. I think she'll be there for the reunion. She's got to show up.
She's not going to be at the reunion. No,
I could see them bringing her in like in the middle of it and then having to close. Maybe.
And then they send her off.
Yeah.
She's only going to be there for a little bit.
I mean, Carla's still tweeting about it, too. So she's coming back.
There's something. Yeah. I mean, it was odd, though. If they're gonna ever come back, why not really surprise her and have us come full back as a Full Housewife next, you know,
Hey,
next
it gets
week,
you to watch the season. Reunion show.
Exactly.
That's true. Well, we were going to watch it anyway.
I know, but hey, for those viewers that were unsure, if there are any.
No.
I was thinking about it. Like, they kind of did leave us hanging on a lot of things. Carla.
Yeah.
The tape we never got to hear.
Yeah.
The ending of the party itself.
I don't think they're ever going to air the tape, though.
Probably
We're going to hear off the hearsay from the union of what the girls are going to say about it.
And I have my opinions on this whole episode. Basically, I felt it was the most, and I will say this, the most anticlimactic finale of any reality show I've ever seen.
Completely agreed.
So disappointing. Like, I was so pumped up for this last episode.
And then nothing.
But
happened.
Then as I was watching it, and it's like, okay, 50 minutes.
It's like
left.
5 minutes till.
I know. 5 minutes. I'm like, is there going to be a special part two that we don't know about?
Exactly.
Is this a 90 minute finale?
And the way it ended, I'm like,
the fight's going to go down in the reunion.
It's horrible. I know, but you can't sit there and hope for the reunion. You want it to happen now. Yeah.
So wait, next week, is that a reunion or the last episode?
No, a reunion. This was the season finale.
Oh, because they made it seem like there's one more episode.
No, there's two parts to the reunion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how
ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. It was, for me, I was coming into this, like, so pumped. Like, yeah, this is going to be awesome. Natalie versus Natalie. Drita versus Carla. Like, Renee versus Natalie. Like, everyone is, if we're going to have it out, there was nothing.
Nothing.
It was the most anticlimactic and finale of a reality show I have ever seen. And I am saying that with true.
And they did build it up. They each, you know, have them talking about what a year it's been. It's been such a year for us. Da, 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 da. And you're like, all right, and when are we going to get to it? And it just never happens. And I'm reading my notes right here. She did say, Natji, I just am to being a rat. And that's what Drita told
I knew
girls
it.
In that
she
circle.
Did say that.
So I just am.
But this whole time, all we want to see is for Natji and Natji to have a conversation, and that didn't even happen.
Well, it's going
to
happen.
That's
on
not going to happen.
Of course, it's
going to
happen on the reunion.
And
but, like,
by the way, I have a feeling they may play that video recording. Our audio recording at the reunion, so in front of Nat G, where she could hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. I think that's going to happen. They're going to reveal it to everyone. And
right in
they're
the moment.
All, and, like, Big Ange still hasn't heard it. Like, they're all going to be convinced, and she's going to be in the room and have to hear it.
What do you think about Ange? Like, at first, when they were having that conversation, you saw her doubt. We were like, no, come on. And then finally, when Drita says, Ange says, there's got to be something else. And Drita says, that sounds like every other guy who's sitting in jail debating on why they're there. Do you remember when she said that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that's what made Ange go, shoot, you're right. And that's what swayed her opinion to go, all right, now Nat G, like, definitely crossed the line.
Yeah.
But I think she came to that conclusion when she left with her friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's when she was like, hey, I can't defend that action. I can't, why would you bring them to the party? But I love Big Ange because, actually, the funniest thing that she said in the show was, I got to be careful what I say around Nat D because she might be wearing a wire.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So funny.
So true. Yeah, but she still doesn't want to believe it. She's still giving her the benefit of the doubt, which I think I could agree with because she still hasn't heard it herself.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
mm-hmm.
is still hearsay.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the most redeeming quality about Big Ange, too.
Yeah.
Like,
she
is the best.
Yeah.
And from the start, she's always been kind of neutral, giving everyone their fair shake, not like super quick to jump to any conclusions. And even in this case, she was trying to help out Natji.
Right.
And, you know.
And she's not going to Nat D, you know, telling her all these things, and she's not, you know, siding with anybody. So she's not blaming anybody for anything.
Totally. And we also saw this season how she was quick to jump on her girls, too, about this whole rat situation, calling out Renee, you know, calling out Nat D for this whole, you know, is she wearing a wire thing? Like, she was real quick to say, like, hey, you know, you're calling it out, but also look at what you guys are doing yourself.
And that's what I totally agree with, is that how she said with Nat D, it's like, wait, I mean, isn't that her ratting on Natalie? She's also being a rat.
The same thing.
Right. It's the same thing. And I felt the same thing. I was like, how did they get this recording? Like, to me, that's super sketchy and super weird.
Well,
like,
from the producers, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah. But essentially, no, it's not being a rat because you're trying to help a friend out in this situation. Yeah. That's how I look at it.
Okay.
It's true.
Here's what bugs me. If I were Nat D and I went to someone, I was like, don't be friends with this girl. First of all, I would tell her one time. And if not, then that's on you. Right. Like, I don't need to keep going, going. I would go that far if I needed to prove something for myself.
Yes.
But if I'm trying to protect you, that's on you.
Yes.
But I would go to be like, no, this is what happened to my friend, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, if it's my girlfriend's, that's on you.
She had a personal motive. It had nothing to do with her wanting to help any of the other girls.
She hates the girl.
She hates her. And that's what I can't get over. It's like, dude, it has nothing to do with you, Nat D. Like, this whole thing with Nat G's boyfriend and
She said the ex-boyfriend
is her friend.
Maybe it's a cousin, maybe it's a cousin.
Your boyfriend's friend, I mean, how important is your boyfriend's friend to you? Yeah. Like, if your boyfriend's friend does something, you're going to be, like, having the recording on your phone, telling all your girls.
I don't know. If somebody, like, really messed with one of my friends or a friend of a friend, like, that I was still closer than the circle, I would probably be offended by
that. But you wouldn't go so far as to judge
if they were hurting my circle, of course I would want you guys to, like...
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, I think that was an alarm. My bad. I would, of course, want the circle to know, because why would you want your friends to be hurt? Like, it's not just a one little bug in their ear and, like, let it go. I would never want someone to hurt you, Erica.
No, like, you know I know. What I'm saying? But it just seems like it's...
You're going to fight to, like, make sure your friend gets it.
I think Nat D is trying to get in the group, too. This is her way in.
Well, and that's the thing that we talked about, I think, the first, like, a couple weeks back, is, like, is her motive to be on the show, or is her motive...
To protect her friends.
No, I don't think her motive at all. Nat D, these aren't her friends at all. So she has no motive to help these women at all. I think her motive is either to be on the show and make herself relevant, or two, she really has something in for Nat G.
Which
it might be a combination
out.
Of two. Yeah. Of both. I think the producers maybe found her somehow. They figured out someone who really hated her. They, you know, one of her films said, hey, you gotta talk to this other Nally. This other Nally has so much beef with her, she'll be great for the show.
Yeah. Totally.
Perfect, she's in.
Yes, because scripted or not, like, how perfect was it
perfect.
That Drita just happened to be doing her makeup on this shoot. Oh, no. By the way, I know exactly now, G, who you're talking about.
Wasn't it funny when Drina called Nat G a certified boob job? That was awesome.
Yeah.
that was funny.
She's so good with those one-liners, Drita.
Yeah, she's got some good ones.
She's
got
great.
Good ones.
Okay, so, I mean, we talked about... Yeah, I mean, we talked about, so Nat G brought her crew with her, which was super sketchy and weird.
It was so shady. I hated that move so much. And here's why. First of all, you know your enemy is Nat D. It's one person. Like, unless you hear through the grapevine that they're bringing friends and all of a sudden it's a big throwdown, it's one-on-one.
Yeah.
Like, that's a fair fight. I don't believe in unfair where you got to bring your crew and all of a sudden I'm jumping you at 6-1. That's not cool.
Yeah, and in their lifestyle, that's not how they operate, which is why Big Andrew's like, this lifestyle betrayal is just not acceptable.
And, Nicole, that's a really great saying. It's lifestyle betrayal.
Yeah.
Because at the end of it, and this is, I think, where we're all kind of like, what? Why? It has nothing to do with her personally. It's like a lifestyle betrayal. It's like, you're going to be part of us, you got to run by our rules.
True.
And rule number one, you don't be a rat. Rule number two, if you're going to fight, you're going to fight one on one.
Yeah.
And you're going to stand up
for
yourself.
Which is how it should be. And Drita's been preaching that all, you know, past
always.
Couple episodes.
Day one.
Always. Yeah.
She'll going off fight. That, it's fight your own battles.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And essentially, that's why Big Ange said she's a P-U-S-S-Y for doing that.
She is.
And you can't defend that either. She said it on Twitter. You can't defend it. I can't defend it.
She said it in the direct to camera. She's like, I'm not going to fight these people. And
go into a lion's den.
Yeah, because that ending, for the way she ended it, okay.
Then don't talk about
it. First of all, I'm going to play devil's advocate. First of all, I don't blame her. I would not want to go against Nat D.
Said that.
I would not want to go against that girl. So I'd probably be run. But then again, I wouldn't be a good candidate for Mob Wives because I'm not the kind of person that wants to beat another girl's and see to a pulp and rip her face off.
You'd be the Carla.
I don't think I've even said the words rip her face off. Like, no. It's like, would not even cross my mind.
I think Nat G's way of fighting is digging up dirt.
Yeah.
And then when it comes down to the face-to-face fight,
she backs down.
She did have that hardcore fight with Karen.
Yeah,
that was pretty hardcore.
First.
Yeah.
It was
unexpected.
And she was going to break her face too,
That's
like,
true.
And then she just sat down, whipped her tits out. I mean, it's just the same ordeal. She sits down, she takes her coat off, and we see her tits. Like, it's like, okay, when are you going to draw your gun? Because Nat D has like
those
seven
are the your weapons?
Where is your gun?
Yeah. And the thing that killed me this season about Najee was exactly like you said. Like, she talks the biggest game every single episode. She's always talking about fighting everybody, fighting girls, whatever. Yeah. In the second or third season, I remember this, she specifically said, I'll throw fists with a dude faster than I will with a girl. And I think it was when she was confronting Karen and
she wanted
Storm.
To do that with the drunken monkey.
Yes. And she was like, that's ready right. to fight, yeah. ready to fight guys even. And then Drita's saying, don't approach a man unless you want to get, yeah. you know, treated
which
like
I
a man
agree
in
with.
The fight.
Preach.
And even this fight, too. Yeah. She cheers with Fireball. Did you catch that?
Yes.
They took a shot
I saw that.
With a wine like, glass. I'm like, and you're trashy.
Yeah. Totally. And so she's always talking about throwing a fist, being physical, and then here is her chance. Here's her chance to really back up her talk. And what does she do? Yeah. She falls onto the side of airing the dirty laundry. It's like, you're talking fists this whole time, and then now you're just falling
and
on.
And what's irritating, and this might be the producers, your production setting up the party, was that they both wanted, she brought her friends, and then Nat D brought out the phone, but yet you're there for Renee. And they keep talking about, oh, I got to go support my friend. We're here. I can't start anything. So that bugged me that they were about to do that, that they had to do that.
Yeah, well, they didn't go there.
So
for
I think,
baptism.
Yeah,
they
well, that's what I'm saying. I think that was a production move. Yeah.
Oh, totally. Absolutely.
Because she was just like this. You're like, you're not going to play it. Yeah. I didn't think she was going to play it.
I didn't think she's going to play it.
And Renee's just like, Natalie?
Yeah.
I know. That was it.
Yeah, and even the editing, too, made it seem like something was happening in the room. Things were, like, moving along.
There's definitely tension in that room.
Totally. And Nat D was like, oh, I got to get it real quick. Yeah. And, like, show it to everybody real quick. And then that's
and
when
even on Twitter,
in.
Nat G had said that the party was fake.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, she did?
Mm-hmm.
What did she say? Do you know exactly?
No, she... Well, there's a few tweets on there. It just says the party was fake. And then it was
literally
the editing.
Says the party is fake.
Yeah. Renee's yeah. party was fake. And it was the editing that would, like, misconstrued all these
no
assumptions.
No joke. That's not
fake.
Yeah.
She did. I never
she probably got in trouble for that.
I mean, but here's the thing, though. We all know it's a fake party. Is that any news? Like, we all know...
Well, we know because we work... Most of us work in entertainment and we're in right. L.A., but not the average person sitting at home is aware of that.
I just think it was so obvious. Set up.
Yeah.
Like we've said before, it's such a disconnect between who yeah. Renee says. She's not someone to let things go and like, oh, I want to invite everybody. No, that's totally not her.
Listen,
if it were up to her, she wouldn't want yeah. Nat D or Nat G out of baptism party. Probably even Drita either or Anne. She wouldn't want any of those women except for Karen.
There's a lot that goes on in reality television.
Yes.
Television in general, behind the scenes that most audiences are not aware of.
No.
People get paid to say things and sign NDAs and you don't even know they were paid to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, do not believe everything right. you're watching.
Yeah.
There are story yeah. producers. Yeah, we are aware of it, like, you know, mm-hmm. we're talking about. But there are a lot of people at home that believe, like, this is what it is, because there's just a camera
I
there,
know,
and that's
like,
it.
About these Nat G fans, but, like, she is tweeting, like, everything about proving herself, you know, like she has the real truth about what's missing in the audio. Some people are saying that Nat D's voice is in that audio, and she's saying that the tape is edited. She never locked up her ex. People deserve an Oscar for their performances because nothing is relevant on
and
that
tape. You know, the reality is that we're not going to know the truth. The only people that know the truth is, oh, she's like, she
I'm going to go against that.
I feel like the people in the recording are the only people that know. Like, I mean, do we actually really know the truth to a story, whatever it is,
normally,
unless you're there?
I would agree with you and say that they cut up pieces to make this voice recording
yeah.
for the story. But because I know the director and he had told me, like, on the second episode that there was dirt that they had off of Nat G that was going
to
come out eventually. They didn't know
and
if they were going
to
put it
her.
In the season or the reunion, he told me.
Okay.
And it was something they got the phone records for.
And they had
so
to put
I
it
feel
into-
like, yeah, he would have not even said any of that.
Well, they had
they
to put it into the season.
It.
Because nothing freaking happened at the end. Nothing
that was
happened.
Yeah, so
like,
you're right.
They
have
to put it
decision.
In there. This whole thing was completely orchestrated because they put it in there and they made a big deal about it and then it just fell flat. It was so anticlimactic. I just can't get over how bad this. Okay, it was good in the sense that they really built it up, but I think as an audience, we were very much let down with the
and
conclusion.
The wives are tweeting how crazy that reunion was that when they taped it.
Well,
so
it better be. It better be. It's right? got to make up.
The Natalie's are going to be there. That's
yeah.
obvious. So how many.
How many
fight Vivica Fox?
Oh, she's posting
yeah.
it again. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a showdown.
I want to know how many fights are going to go down.
Yeah.
Because then you've got Carla and Drita, and then you got Nat G, and then you got Drita and Nat G.
Yeah.
So
they need
you
know
to keep up
capitalize
with.
On it. Like
yeah.
they have 100%. To for the reunion.
So it's
going to
be two. So they're going to be two more episodes.
Yeah, two reunions, two
part
parts
one,
to
part
the
two.
Reunion.
Part, so two
yeah.
more. Okay. All right. Well, is there anything else? I think we pretty much tore that one to shreds.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well,
we
then
did.
Why don't we go ahead and talk about our predictions for the finale? I mean, for the reunion.
And now, you're after
Oh man.
All right, I'll guess I'll go first.
Sure.
I think Carla is going to show up, like you said, in the middle of the reunion and then leave, you know, after they settle that whole deal with Drita. We're going to find out. I know you fans want to know. So I think they're going to clear the air about that. And I don't think that's that big of a deal. I mean, they were friends in the past seasons. I think they're going to be fine. And obviously, there's going to be a throwdown with both Natalies. They're both going to be there. So
who would win that? I think there definitely has to be.
Someone's going to leave the couch, and they're going to come back, and then someone's going to be bleeding. There's got to be something.
Yeah. I think there's also going to be some rift between Big Ange and Renee, and like Big Ange and Karen. I think there's going to be a little rift there.
Because she's hiding with Nachi so much?
Yeah. I think, and remember, Big Ange and Renee kind of had issues early on, so I think that there's going to be talk from there. I don't necessarily think Carla's going to be brought back. I think enough information is going to be, there's going to be enough material to talk about the Nats and Renee and the people that are there. Maybe she'll show up for a little bit, but I really don't see them focusing on that at all.
Yeah, and I'll be interested to hear, like, a definitive opinion from Big Ange, because she's, like,
she's wishy-washy right now.
Yeah, you know?
Well, she's not wishy-washy. She's pretty not G, so.
Well, at the end of this episode, whose voice
was that? Because
maybe they'll
hear the tape, too, or something.
Yeah.
Do you remember whose voice it was at the end of this episode saying the girls are done, we're all done with Nat G, we're not divided anymore? Who was saying, were they all saying that?
I think they had snippets of, what it looked like to me is they had snippets of all the girls saying, all right, well, bye-bye. Almost as if like a farewell to her and to Mob Wives forever. Like, that was a send-off. Like, everyone's done with her. And that's the sense that I got, that
I
they were not going to have her on the show.
Can the fans just tell me why they like Nat G and why they defend her so much?
Because there are people that identify with who she is.
I guess so. And I get why some of you are saying maybe Nat D is being a rat because she's, like, leaking her audio. And like you said, like, it's not really her business. I get that. But we go back to, like, the lifestyle thing. And, like, you know, if you're going to, like, play the part, play the part. Because somebody just tweeted, like, real mobsters and gangsters ride with, their crew, and they don't ride solo. And it's like, well, that, okay.
Not in public.
Yeah.
First of all.
Also, like, these are the wives.
These are women.
Them.
Yeah.
These are women. And these are women that fight their own battles because they're tough women. So don't talk like you're this tough woman
and then you
contradict yourself. That is just the one thing I don't get. So my prediction real quick is that I think that, Nat D, maybe we'll see why Nat D has this target for Nat G. Why? What happened in the past? Like,
I want to hear more.
I would like something revealed.
I would like
the
more.
Ex.
Yeah,
like,
the history
I want to hear about
between
that.
Nat G and Nat D.
Why Nat G calls Nat D's ex? Where? What's the stem?
I think we'll hear, because both of the women are going to be there, so they're going to say something.
Yeah.
Well, I was a Nat G fan before, up until she brought her crew and then left the party. Because I was along with Big Ange. I was like, I want to hear this side, I want to hear this side. And then, you know, I want to hear the evidence. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to give her the benefit of the doubt.
And
because
decide for yourself.
Right, because of her story of being abused, whether or not it was emotional or physical. If it was physical, I think she did the right thing. And that's why I kind of sided with her, because that's not something you joke about. But then when she brought her crew to the party and then left with the crew and didn't do anything, that's when I was like, all right, I'm not really a fan of you anymore.
Yeah. I know it was a big ending for Nat G to go out that way. I feel
when
like
when that car was slowing down, I thought it was going to stop. I was like, "Stop the car! Get out of the car! Come on, girl! Show what you got!"
Right.
I was waiting for them to run her over on this side of the street. I thought that was going to happen next, and then there would be a lawsuit. But, whatever.
Yeah.
Cameras. How about your predictions?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely want to hear more from Big Ange. I feel like, just in case something comes out at the reunion, like maybe we hear the tape or something, maybe she'll really, like, definitively sit, you know, state her opinion then at that point. I definitely want to hear more about the history between Nat D and Nat G. Mm-hmm. So hopefully a little more of that will come out on the reunion. And I do think that Carla might come out for the reunion. I feel like that would be a really good spot for them to highlight her, even just for, like, a quick cameo to 3 minutes just to, like, maybe stir it up.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the point of the reunion
what's
anyways.
Going on with her and Drita.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that all the women are going to show up?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
I think so, too.
They better. It's probably in their contract.
Well, sometimes some of those housewives, they don't. Sometimes they don't show up. Like, you get all amped
up. No paycheck then.
And I think these women are, it's not like the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or OC where they have these huge businesses and they're making tons of money anyways. These women, I think they need the money and they want the money and they want the exposure. So I don't care. I don't think they care what happens. They're going to show up.
And I think every single one of them has, like, their piece to get out, especially Nat G. Like, of course she's going to show up. She has to, like, defend herself. Position.
Yeah. Maybe she'll show up.
And
at the party.
One more thing about, like, her coming going away. To me, her leaving tells me that she is guilty of all of that. That she's the one in the wrong. When you're wrong, usually they flee. I mean, if you're right, you're not going to leave.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm like, well, she probably is lying. Because someone who's really holding their truth isn't going to run away like that.
I think she's
got to be lying. She's got to know that she did something wrong.
Yeah.
And she don't want to face it.
But then she also proudly says again, if you want to come after me, I'm going to dig up your garbage. It's like, all right, so next season, are we just going to see you talking more about other people's shit?
Going off that, I'm going to predict that there won't be a next season.
Whoa.
Because
really?
I feel like the way they left off with a finale is like, you know, her driving away, we'll never be in the same room with her again. Done. She's cut off.
I think there's going to be a next season. I think they've got Nat D in there. I think they're warming up Carla to come back. I think there's definitely going to be a next season.
Who wouldn't come back?
Renee, in our interview, we were talking about that last time.
Yeah,
she said she might not come back. Nat G. I don't know. We're getting the music, so I think we gotta say goodbye. But all right, guys, thank you so much for watching and listening. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to leave comments, like the video. We love all the conversation going on. We've got some more voices in here, so hopefully we resonate with more of you. But yeah, thanks so much for watching. I'm your host, Erica Vieira. You can find me on beautyandthevlog.com and my podcast, Beauty and the Vlog, where I chat with YouTubers.
And you can find me on Twitter at _PaulinaAguilar.
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube at Nicole Brazier.
And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Blake V Media.
Last but not least,
you guys can find me at Gabiello87 on Instagram and Gabrielle_Loren on Twitter. And obviously here next week, Thursday afternoon.
Yes, we cannot
for the reunion.
Wait, that's it's right. Gonna be amazing.
Drink or what?
I know. Next week we'll come with some alcohol.
Yes. Thank you. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.